Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Michelle Miller, who's Executive Vice President with the NAFCD, which stands for the North American Association of Floor Covering Distributors. Michelle, how you doing?
Okay. How are you today, Kemp?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. So you've got a meeting coming up. I want to talk about that. You've got your annual convention is going to be in Chicago this year. So you've had it in Orlando last year and Nashville the year before that. Now you're going to Chicago, right?
Yes, we are real excited about that. Our event will be taking place November 12th to the 14th, and we'll be in downtown Chicago at the Sheraton. So we're real excited to be back. Haven't been in Chicago for a very long time.
It's going to be easy for you because that's where you're based, right?
Yes, it is. I can walk there.
This is an annual meeting. You were telling me prior to this interview that you have better registration than you've had for several years.
Yes, yes. And I think it's a lot of different levels. I think we're really seeing some light at the end of the tunnel a little bit. You know, we're starting to see distribution and manufacturing kind of pick up a little bit with their sales. I'm really pleased. I mean, our show floor is almost sold out, and it's only October. We have a good 5 weeks left. Our attendance is really doing well, better than the last 3 years. It could be the location of the event. But again, I really think it's kind of reflect upon what's happening in the industry.
Okay.
I think folks are starting to see their sales and everything's starting to go up.
Economic conditions are helping out.
Oh, yes, yes. You know, and we have a great speaker lineup again, and NAFCD is known for that. So I think it's a lot of good factors all coming together.
Yeah, actually, let's point out one that is one of the reasons that I like to go. Alan Beaulieu is an economist that speaks at your meeting every year, and you've got him again this year, don't you?
Right, we have Brian Beaulieu this year.
Okay, Brian. Well, they're twins, aren't they?
They're twins, yes, they are.
Okay, it's probably the same message.
Yes, it is. And he'll be speaking on the Thursday morning. Real excited to have Brian back this year.
Now, I've got to compliment you. You guys do a lot of analysis and polling, and you've modified what you do at these meetings and more from having these big, huge product booths to, I think last year you had just tabletop booths. And instead of focused on product, you were focused on business issues. Is that the plan again this year?
Yes, it is. It was very successful last year. We had a lot of good feedback from our manufacturers and distributors. You know, this is kind of the last event of the year. So what we're doing is giving both our manufacturer partners and our distributors that time to actually, you know, have some meetings, whether it be to kind of wrap up the year, talk about the planning for the following year, and also allows our suppliers to bring less product. So it's not as costly for them to setting up the whole exhibitor booth. So it's basically, again, a tabletop, and we're really encouraging some pre-appointments so we can have our manufacturer suppliers reach out to their current distributor base or folks that they want to be able to talk with, and vice versa for the distributors.
On the membership side this year, are you picking up on both ends? I know you have distributors on one side and vendor partners on the other side. Have you picked up some new members this year?
Yes, we have. We're really pleased with that. We actually have a few distributors that actually have come back to NAFCD after a number of years basically, you know, not being part of our membership. So we're really pleased with that. We also have allied members, and our allied members are basically companies that would have, say, a software product, a product that could appeal both to the manufacturers and distributors. So we're starting to see that kind of expand also. So this is, again, really good news and really reflective, I think, on our economic conditions.
Now, I know you told me in an email a few weeks ago that you've changed your dues structure. Let's talk about that a minute.
Yes, what we did is we had a couple of years. We did a member survey, if you remember, and the member needs survey was just a wealth of information. That was basically the trigger to allow us to go to the tabletops and, you know, away from the full exhibits. So we learned a lot from that survey. We're actually planning to do another one in 2014. And another item that I think that was reflective out of that member survey was our due structure. As you know, we have our distributor dues are based upon the sales volume, and we have five categories. And what a task force was appointed to basically kind of research and talk with other members and figure out if that is the best approach. Well, the results were that we actually simplify the dues, and we took the structure down to three different categories versus the five. And basically, you know, that's going to allow for more inclusiveness and independence of members, I think, because what we're seeing is a lot of companies are starting to do more acquisitions. So what this is going to allow is, for example, a member may be in a more higher category through acquisitions.
Can you tell us what the three categories are?
Yeah. Yeah, three categories. We still have our base rate of 595, which is basically any company under the 10 million. Mm-hmm. Then we have the middle category, and then we'll have the last category would be 30 million plus.
All right. So that's how you set your due structure. And then you've also done some changes just from a support side. You've got, I guess you've changed your logo. Talk about that.
Yes, we changed our logo. Again, we wanted NAFCD to be more reflective of what's going on in the industry. And we've kept our four pillars of value, which are trends, education, leadership, and networking. But, you know, we had that logo that was red and it was very boxy. And what we decided to do is really change what we're doing as an association. So we're really pleased. We've changed our logos to represent four different colors to represent each one of our pillars. We have a brand new website that is more intuitive, that's more member friendly. It has access to all the social media networks. We have feeds from all our publication friends. Again, it's very, I think, reflective. It's very simplified, and we've heard a really good feedback from our members. So really pleased with that. We launched that back in March.
Well, I appreciate the update, and I look forward to seeing you in Chicago on November 12th to 14th. So again, we're talking to Michelle Miller, who's Executive VP with the NAFCD, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.